Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram. sarcastic.aa.book. And as always, glad you're here with me. Don't know what you're doing. If your day's just getting underway or just winding down, but here we are. Another opportunity. Grateful I have no desire to drink today. Gotta start with that. I'm just gonna jump right into things today. Going to start right away with the topic that I wanted to talk about. Got my coffee here ready to go, and I'm ready to guzzle it like a psycho, like an alcoholic psycho. I'm ready to just drink it out of a bong, drink it out of a helmet. Seriously. I wanted to talk about something that I talk about frequently with a lot of different people who are new. You know, I spend a lot of my free time trying to carry the message, giving away what was freely given to me. A lot of my time is spent doing that. It's my job now. It's my obligation. So I talk to a lot of people who are new or struggling, or both. And there's so much confusion about whether or not the 12 steps work. What I mean by that is, so often people will say they've tried them, they've done them, they were doing everything right, and they didn't stay sober. And I just don't believe that's true. I just don't believe it. I just don't. And I say that because I've explored the topic further with people who have said similar things hundreds of times. And it's always really kind of, usually I should say, just beneath the surface, the truth of something that is not part of that statement. There's something they're missing. There's something they were not doing. There's something that they know they were not doing. There's something that they did half of, or none of, or two-thirds of, or they stopped doing, or something. And it's usually just beneath the surface. It's usually easy to find when you talk to someone about it, when somebody will say, I tried the steps, I did the steps. And I'll talk to them about it and ask them questions, and it will quickly be revealed that they stopped doing something or didn't do something or something like that. And why they don't lead with that is interesting, because they know it. It doesn't take long for it to come out of their mouth when they say, "I guess you're right. I guess I wasn't really doing it. I guess I wasn't doing this or that, or I didn't do an inventory, or I did the steps." And I'll say, "What do you mean you did the steps?" And they'll say, "Well, I went up to step blank." Or, "I did the steps." I mean, it doesn't even make sense if you're on 12, because step 10 starts with the word continued. Step 11 starts with the word sought. And then step 12 is practiced. So even to say, "I did the steps," doesn't make any sense. So talking to people about it, it's just interesting how frequently people will say out loud something that implies the steps don't work. And I'm not saying they work for everyone. I'm not a total whack job. There's people are idiosyncratic. I don't believe that they're for everyone. I'm not saying that. And if I'm implying that, I apologize. But what I am saying is, I don't think that it's possible to actually do what is in the big book and not stay sober. I don't think it's possible, because if you do that, you become other-centered to the point where the idea of drinking or using literally becomes just crazy to you. And the steps change you profoundly, not a little bit. You know, the steps in the big book describe a radical change in your reaction to life, a huge personality change that they describe in the appendix on spiritual experience in the back of the book. They talk about it, and they talk about it throughout the book too, that there's a profound alteration in how we look at everything. It's not a slight change that happens. And I just believe if it is a slight change, and it just stays a slight change, something's missing. And I believe that because when I, you know, for example, I believe it because I've shared about it on here a lot. The fellowship is much, much louder than what is in the big book. The big book doesn't stand a chance. Sometimes. It just, in some ways, it's just so drowned out to the point where I've seen people read it and just literally not believe what they're reading because they've been told something so different so many times that it's just not meaning anything. The poor big book is this book that said, "Look, there's about 100 of us. We've been sober for a long time now. This has never happened in the history of man. We're going to write down exactly what we did. We're going to write down exactly what we did precisely from page 60 to page 103, 43 short little pages. We're going to write down exactly what we did to recover from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body, to recover from alcoholism. It's 43 pages. But it's just drowned out. And I'll give you some examples. You know, I mean, when I was new, people said it's a selfish program. I hear it all the time. It's a selfish program. Well, that is the opposite of what the big book says. It's described as an altruistic movement. It says above everything We can't be selfish above everything. It says, talk to a newcomer and say, it's important that he place the welfare of others ahead of his own. And it goes on and on and on. If the big book never repeated itself, it would say, get out of self. Another example, when I was new, you know, there's all kinds of things that I would hear that just directly contradict what's in there. I mean, just part of the culture, and it's well-intentioned for the most part, I believe, but it just contradicts what's in there. Having somebody make decisions for you directly contradicts what's in the book. You can't trust your thinking in ways unrelated to alcohol. I mean, I would sit in meetings and somebody would say, yeah, I got to thinking, and everybody would laugh. You know, it's a dangerous neighborhood. I have no willpower. I'm all these things. This all contradicts the big book. And those aren't subtle things. They're big things that cause the dominoes to fall in a totally different direction. If you think that you need somebody to make decisions for you, and if you think that you cannot trust your own brain, with alcohol, it's true. But with everything else, not true according to the big book. And if you believe those things, it causes your life to go a certain way. And it causes your recovery to feel a certain way. But that's not what it says. I mean, look at it. I invite you to look at it. It doesn't say it once or twice. It says these things over and over again. How it got flipped upside down is, it's interesting. And despite all this, people still get well. People still recover. People still stop drinking. But, you know, there was a time when AA was exploding and more and more people were getting well. And that stopped a long time ago. It stopped mushrooming. It's maxed out. And I think, personally, it's because of the message. Just my opinion. Message is really... The message is, I think, more that it doesn't work than it does work. I think it's become more pronounced. The relapse has to be part of your story, and et cetera, and you can do everything. And people will say that, like I said at the beginning of this, people will say, I did it, and I did everything perfectly, but I still drank. But then you talk to them, like I said, for 2 minutes, and they're like, I guess I didn't at all. Why that isn't further up on their radar is interesting. So I wanted to share all this in case you're somebody who's listening to this and you're feeling that it doesn't work. There's a lot of reasons why you would feel that way, which I understand. If I were new, my head would be spinning. I was spinning 31 years ago. But to me, the message has gotten even weirder in some ways. So my head would be spinning even more. But I just want to say, if this helps one person, then it's done its job to have hope that if you follow these directions, they will work. You don't have to will it. You don't have to force it. You don't have to manufacture it. You don't have to produce your own experience. It happens as a byproduct of just following these 43 pages. If you want to be more, you know, how it works, you know, page 59 to 103, if you want. 58. So, I don't know. Do you think that it's just kind of random who gets sober and who doesn't? Do you think it's kind of just arbitrary? I also heard that constantly. I still hear it. I'll throw a bunch of things at the wall. I don't know what's keeping me sober. So I'm just going to keep doing a bunch of stuff. Well, the big book's very clear on what keeps you sober. It's very, very crystal clear. Not confusing, not confused, not mixed message. It's very crystal clear. If I am blocked from a higher power for long enough, I will drink. What blocks me from a higher power? Fear. Anger. Not anger. Resentment. Say anger. Resentment. Fear. Self-centeredness. Self-pity. Morbid reflection. Thinking I'm better than you. Thinking I'm worse than you. Not admitting when I'm wrong. It goes on and on and on. Spiritual sickness blocks me from a higher power. And if I stay blocked for long enough, I will drink. If I'm an alcoholic, like the one the big book describes. But it's easy to think, well, I don't even know what happens. I don't know what works. Do meetings keep you sober? Does just getting commitments keep you sober? And I have empathy for the newcomer's state of mind. I mean, if you're anything like me, it's hard to sit still and concentrate and put 10 sentences together in a row to make sense. I get it. I get all that too. But I just wanted to hopefully penetrate any confusion that somebody might be having and say, it works. It really works. In my experience. My experience is I've been watching close up in the front row in a comprehensive, just a huge amount of conversations with people for 31 years. And I'm telling you, in 31 years, I've never had a conversation with anyone ever where I walk away saying, I guess the steps don't work. Not once. Maybe you have a problem with AA. And there's a lot of reasons to have a problem with AA. I get it. But I like to say, if you have a problem with AA, just replace AA with the phrase free help. I really don't like free help. I'm really pissed off at free help. I've had it up to here with free help. I mean, it's free help, and it's based on spiritual principles that are as old as mankind. If that helps. Alcoholics Anonymous is not the people in it. It's much bigger than that. It's much more personal, and it's much more vast. So, there it is. There's my little rant for the day. That's it. I'm out of time. I have a photo shoot with Biceps Weekly. So, I gotta go grease up. The book, the first two columns of a four-step, 365 daily affirmations that won't help you one bit, is available now in paperback. Boom. Exciting. And anyways, drop me an email if you like, Sarcastic Big Book. Go to my website, sarcasticbigbook.com. Follow me on Instagram, sarcastic.aa.book. A bunch of silliness on there. And if anybody needs to hear it, everything's okay. I know it. Everything is okay. And now I am going to go try to live a life that was worth saving. And I hope you'll do the same.